So we can start with an upright and relaxed posture. With a straight and upright back. Bringing all our awareness into this gompa and fully sinking into this body. Letting all our awareness fill the entire space of our body. And quietly come to rest in this present moment right now. Fully releasing all the worries and concerns that we might hold in the mind for the time being. Letting go of distractions. Cultivating a sense of attention that is fully aware of every sensation that arises within our body. And wherever you notice, you might hold any resistance, or if there's any stiffness or tension within your body, you can use your in-breath to soften into these areas a little bit. And with every out-breath, totally letting go of whatever tension you might hold in any part of the body. And while you attend to the physical sensations within your body, Try to settle into a stable balance between being highly alert, but simultaneously relaxed and at ease. Finding this middle way of high awareness and relaxation, and settling into this state, this non-conceptual awareness that we create for ourselves here this morning. Noticing every sensation. And then out of this presence, of this peaceful stillness, we can settle our mind into a proper intention for this meditation session. Doing so with the thought that we make most use of these wonderful conditions that come together here. Using this precious opportunity most wisely in order to fine-tune our mind. In order to overcome whatever negativity we hold in the mind and to enhance our positive qualities of wisdom and compassion. Familiarizing ourselves with these qualities. Yeah, we begin by refining the mind to get a more clear view, practicing, training our mind in single-pointedness, in order to reach a state of mind that can stay with one object without distraction, to calm and clear the mind, so that then, on the long run, we can use this refined mind to investigate reality, and then we can most effectively be of benefit to sentient beings. With this refined, concentrated mind that knows the nature of reality, we can be of immense benefit, become a highly realized being for the benefit of others. So training our mind with this long-term goal in mind, this long-term goal of wanting to become a realized being in order to let go of self-cherishing, but to benefit others, cherishing others. And with this most meaningful aspirations in mind, we bring our attention to our breathing. Bringing our awareness to the ongoing flow of our breathing. Noticing the sensations that arise through this natural rhythm of breath, wherever we most noticeably can make them out. And we try to hold this experience, holding the physical sensations that arise through breathing naturally, effortlessly, without any force. And whatever distraction may come to mind, we don't give it any energy. We simply let go as soon as it arises. We relax, release the distraction, and gently, firmly return in this way, allowing ourselves to be still with what is. Having our main interest with the sensations of the breathing. without pushing ourselves to reach somewhere or to add something extra to what we think is not there right now but should be there. We drop that. And this way, meditation becomes something very deliberate, very direct. We fully go for the experience of just the breathing, without looking for something mysterious or mystical, but with naked attention we witness. We are simply aware, simply knowing the breathing. And we have a lot of space while we do that. We have the whole space of our mind. So we take a step back from distractions and stay with the sensations of the breath. Single-pointedly. Then we can take a few moments for a short break, stretching our legs and readjusting. then settling back. With an open, relaxed mind, dropping whatever expectations or agitation we have in our mind. Totally fresh, we engage in the present moment by just being aware of this ongoing flow of sensations as they arise, when the breath comes in naturally, and as the breath goes out naturally. As well as in the pause in between these breaths. Staying alert throughout the entire cycle of breathing in and breathing out. This is the moment right now. That is all that exists. And then we can gently narrow our focus and bring all our attention to the area of the abdomen, the area of our belly. And as we continue to breathe in this effortless way, we become aware of the sensations that arise in this area as the abdomen rises and falls. Whatever physical or tactile sensations we can notice, we stay alert with that, actively shaping our concentration and bringing the mind back again and again whenever we feel the mind has wandered away. Becoming highly aware of the sensations of the breathing in the area of the abdomen. without grasping or judging ourselves, without becoming particular about anything that goes through our mind. We practice this basic sense of equanimity. Just being with these sensations, relaxing more and more deeply with every out-breath. With every in-breath, sharpening our awareness, training the mind to be very precise, being fully content with doing this, just sitting here and watching the sensations of the breath in the area of the abdomen with all our focus, in a very equanimous state of mind. Not losing contact, remaining in this aware quality of mind, staying with the sensations of the breath for 2 more minutes of silent, single-pointed concentration practice. then we can dedicate our effort and positive potential we have created with the thought that may through this meditation the cause be created to reach this state of equanimous, calm abiding, that I can refine this skill to stay with one object and develop this concentrated mind in order to apply this in my investigation of wisdom and compassion, so that I can become a fully enlightened being, fully realizing the nature of my mind, primarily so I can help others to do the same. May I become a Buddha to be of greatest benefit to